And finally, an app that's close to my heart, because I always find myself out in the wild when suddenly inspiration strikes. Either I have an idea for a new song, or I want to lay out some ideas for a project while I'm en route somewhere. Pulling out the phone and launching an audio recorder isn't always as easy as it sounds. That's where my Wrist comes in. Wear Audio Recorder is exactly what its name implies, but it's more than that. The app on my Nexus 5 has a nice material design, and it's fully functional on its own. You can record audio from the phone app with the recorded sound level indicated by that white circle that dances around the pause button. Tap the check mark when you're done, name it, maybe add a tag or two, and it's saved to your on-device library. You can get more info and see where you were when you recorded it on the embedded map, as well as a few extra pieces of metadata along with a built-in player. And the app has some killer settings for how it records audio on your device, as well as on your Wrist, which is what we'll look at next. I love Wear Audio Recorder's Wear integration. I'll launch the app on my Moto 360, and you see the big red button that starts the recording. Record your thoughts. Then when you're done, you hit that check mark to finish the recording, and the Wear app will now synchronize that audio file over to your connected phone automatically. You can also access those recordings from your Wear device here. Now you can upgrade to the Pro version for $2.99, and you'll get an expanded list of features, including noise and echo suppression, automatically remove the silent sections of your recordings, synchronization with your phone in real time as it's recorded, Cloud Sync with Dropbox and Drive, and that's just to name a few. Check out Wear Audio Recorder right now in the Play Store.